Now we're going to change tack and talk some NFL. It's been a storied off-season already, if not alone, aside from the pandemic, of course. New England, the Patriots, what a story they've been. Never has a team lost and gained an MVP in the one season. And now we're about to speak to an NFL reporter at the Sports Business Journal over there in the States, Ben Fisher. Hello, Ben. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now, the NFL being such a financial juggernaut, but what is the extent of the financial fallout being forecast for teams? I see that the Buffalo Bills, for instance, are not going to allow fans, correct?
Yeah, that just came out last night that the state of New York has indicated that there won't be anyone who's not playing the game or a team employee allowed in at sporting events when they reopen. So that's one of 32 teams that looks like it's going definitely without any fans. Probably going to be the case for a lot of other teams, but most of them are still holding out hope they can twist some arms with the local government to get a few thousand in there.
And I see fans may have to sign coronavirus liability waivers as well to attend games. Is that right?
Yeah, that's just come out in the last day or two, and it's funny because even the people who would be creating these waivers understand that waivers are legally dubious. If somebody there's actually a COVID outbreak in the NFL game, those waivers will be the equivalent of a thick piece of paper and a bullet.
Ben, are they going to change the way that the preseason games are played in terms of the amount of numbers? Will they go into the NFL season with no matches, or will they stick to their regular routine in the build-up?
Well, just yesterday I reported that they intend to cut at least two of the four preseason games. So they have not officially announced that, but checking in today, that still seems to be the plan. The players union may be pushing for no preseason games, but the league seems pretty intent on having two of the usual four. And that's an easy call, honestly. I mean, the preseason games still make a little bit of money, but it's nothing compared to the regular season. And all of this is trying to find a way to get the players up to season form in a safe way at a training camp without, exposing them to any more risk than absolutely necessary. So I wouldn't be surprised if we ultimately get down to zero preseason games. But the plan, as I understand it, is to play two of the four right now.
Ben, it's just going to be so weird seeing Cam Newton in a Patriots jersey and therefore also Tom Brady in a Buccaneers jersey. Describe what the reaction's been.
Well, the reaction to the Cam Newton signing in New England was, New England fans love it, and fans of the other 31 teams just sort of roll their eyes and just say, damn those guys. They always find a way to land with both their feet up. They looked like they would finally be in for a down year with, a rookie quarterback they like, but, is not a superstar. And now, Cam Newton, it's been a couple of years since he's been fully healthy, but at least on paper, he's got the capacity to be as good as anybody. So it looks like the machine will keep on rolling in New England.
Well, we know that New England had plenty of success with that Brady-Gronkowski combination. Ben, are you expecting the same impact at Tampa Bay with Brady and Gronkowski combining?
Tampa Bay, I think, is easily the most interesting story in football going into this year, assuming there's a season, of course, just because, Brady and Gronk are, as a fan of a team that usually got beat by them, those guys seem to be unstoppable. But I do think that they're in a certain, you got to still prove it in Tampa Bay mode. Look, I mean, the number of players that have contributed meaningfully at Tom Brady's age historically is very low. So, I mean, I think you have to ask good questions about their productivity. I don't think they're going to be quite what they were at times 3 or 4 years ago in New England, but clearly it's better than Tampa Bay's been in a long time. And, I don't know. I think the range for Tampa Bay with those guys on the team is anywhere from being only slightly better than they've been in the past to being a Super Bowl contender. It's hard to say just because as good as those guys look on paper, not unlike Cam Newton, they're kind of going to have to prove it in a new world. And, time continues to march on.
Well, Tom Brady, he's been an absolute great of the sport. But what about this young quarterback for Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes? He won the Super Bowl last year with the Chiefs. And, a lot of great things expected from him. At the end of his career, do you think we'll be talking about him in the same way we talk about Tom Brady?
Well, he's sure on that trajectory. he looks to be as safe a bet as anybody for a long-term stardom in the NFL and all the biggest contracts and endorsement deals. I guess the only reservation I would have is that, you know, there's a lot of guys who are good for a couple of years. You got to keep proving it over and over again. And the difference between, you know, the number of quarterbacks who have had a good year or two versus the number of quarterbacks who have been consistently strong for 15 years or more is there's a big drop off there. So Mahomes is on pace to do it. He looks as tough as anybody, as good as anybody ever has been, but you know, he's still young. So I don't know if I'd put him in Canton just yet.
When you look this far out and you're looking at, say, the futures markets for the season, Ben, and you know, trying to find some value, there's always some teams that leap into the playoffs that you probably don't expect. And just considering the shortened preseason and the less opportunity for players to get together as well and the impact that'll have, what teams can you see really improving this year and making a run into the playoffs that weren't there the previous season?
Boy, well, you're getting a little far. I know more about their books and their balance sheet at this point than I do the on-the-field thing because, you know, we've just been focused so much on the business side of just trying to make a season happen amid the pandemic. But teams that might make a big jump, I mean, I think the Buffalo Bills are a team that you should be, you know, pretty excited about. Not that they were, I mean, they made the playoffs last year, but I think that they're on the verge of putting it all together. Miami Dolphins were, you know, described as historically bad at this point last year, but a lot of things have fallen into place for them. I think you got to consider them a team that maybe will make a big stride. And then I guess I'd point to the Broncos in Denver as a team that has been mediocre to bad for the last couple of seasons, but there's some signs of life there, and they always seem to, they never stay down for long, I guess, in Denver. So those three teams come to mind. I know those are all AFC teams, but I'd say those are my teams that I would, you know, most likely to make a big leap.
Well, it's been great to get an insight, Ben. We love the NFL here in Australia and can't wait to see the boys on the park again soon. Thanks for talking to us.
Sure thing, anytime.